Parshas Vayakel, it says that there was these maris hatzayvais, these mirrors that the Bnei Yisrael, Rashi says, they used it as mirrors to adorn themselves, and they brought that to the Mishkan as well. And Moshe did not want to accept it. It says Mayas Moshe, even he found it very distasteful. Why? Because it was made for the purpose of a Yetzirah, to entice that attractiveness. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Kabel, accept these mirrors. Ki elu chaviven olay min hakoil. These are more precious to me than all. Why? Shal yideim, because through these mirrors and being attractive to the husbands and convincing them to have children, encouraging them, hemidu hanoshim tzayveis rabes b'mitzrayim. They brought up many, many armies worth tzivos rabes in Mitzrayim. So we need to understand, it's fascinating that Moshe Rabbeinu felt one way, and he was, it says Moyes, which is an extreme lashon, like extremely distasteful to him. And in Hashemayim, exactly the reverse. It's Chavivin Olay Mehakoil. So the question is the extremes here, from one to the other. And why, Taka, is it Chavav Olay Yosem and Hakoil? So to understand this, it is true, Moshe Rabbeinu had a point, because it's a keli that is used very often in a negative way, with a yetzahara, with a taiva, and that is why it bothered him to accept a keli that's specific to be used that way. But min hashamayim, it was revealed, though, that over here, they use this keli l'shem shamayim. They use the yetzahara, they transform the yetzahara into something that's a kavod shamayim, and therefore became reverse from the mios, which is disgusting. It became chavivin olay biyoser, the most precious to me. And this is what it says, v'avdei b'cholavavchem. And the Chazal darshan b'shnei yitzarecha, with your two yetzers. There are two types of ways to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the yetzahara. Number one is you overcome it, you overtake it. And the second one is even more powerful, is when you use that very ammunition that the Yetzirah uses against you, and you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that weapon, and it turns it on its head. Because this Kayach, he uses for Avodas Hashem. That's even a higher Madrega, because that actually is Mavata the Yetzirah completely by transforming it into Toiv. And this is what these Nashim Tzidkaniyah succeeded in doing. They took these very mirrors that in potential could be used for negative, disgusting things, and they use it for good, to bring up mishpachas, to encourage their husbands. And this is what Rashi said, Shehem hayu nashim tzidkaniyos. They were nashim tzidkaniyos, and they went to their husbands when they were working, and they were very, very tired, and they were basically in despair from everything. And the wives gave them encouragement, gave them food, and they didn't want to have children. What's the purpose? What's the purpose of it all? We're suffering with this hard work, and then ultimately the children will be thrown into the nilus. And they didn't want to have children. But the women were mechazik their hearts, because they didn't want Klal Yisrael destroyed. And they had true emunah that seif they'll go out of Mitzrayim. And they convinced their husbands through these mirrors. And through that, there was a pruvu, and they had a riboy of Am Yisrael because of this. And they were zeicha to be mekabel the Torah. Through all this, through this keli that could be used for Yetzer Tov, Yahara was used for the Yetzer Tov. And that is a higher madrega, to take the kayach of the Yetzer Hara, of something that's inherently mius, or could be viewed as mius, and become chaviven alai min hakoil, because it's l'shem shemayim, and it's l'toiv. And this is a very important lesson overall, in the idea of shalom bayis, in the idea of physical intimacy, which we know that the goyim in the world abuse it, and use it in very, very unhealthy ways, and a Jewish husband and wife, not just for Pruvu, but for the Mitzvahs Aina, they use it L'Shem Shamayim. They're using this very vehicle that the Yetzer Hara uses so much to derail humanity and to make them sink lower and lower. And a Jewish husband and wife elevates this by using it for the right in the right way. And Rashi says that the kiyar is places shalom between ish ve'ishtai. You use the water from it by the kmei soita, which basically demonstrates her innocence, and this creates shalom bein ish le'ishtai. And this is connected because mida connected mida, because they watch themselves with tahara, with kedusha, with their husbands, and they use these mirrors l'shem shamayim to bring up dairis and to keep and the chesed for their husbands and to bring up a new generation of Klal Yisrael through a matzah of a mesiris nefesh. Therefore, they were zeicha that this very kiyar will watch the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. It's this very kiyar that with the marais that were in the kiyar, on the kiyar, and with the water there that was making shalom between them and their husbands, and ultimately shalom between them and their father in heaven. And they were machazik their husbands not to give up, and so on and so forth. So it made shalom between Klal Yisrael and Avi and Shebashmayim. Klal Yisrael and the shalom bein ish l'ishtai, it's very much the same idea. And therefore, they were zeicha to use these kalim, the kiyar, with the marais that became a vehicle through the meisaita to prove the wife's loyalty and innocence, and that created shalom bayis in Klal Yisrael. So the kiyar is a symbol of the shalom between a husband and a wife that increases the tahara of Klal Yisrael b'derech neis through the mayim of the kiyar that is baidik the wife, and that's a good l'shem shamayim. That's all goes in a full circle, and this is a lesson to learn from this week's parsha. It's a meridika lesson that everything, it's not just this inyan, but all types of tanugim, all types of pleasures that can be used in a negative way, if you use it l'shem shamayim in a positive way, you elevate it, and you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that form of Yetzer Hara, but making something that's inherently or initially mius into something that's chavav alai b'yaser. That's really what it is. This is what every husband and wife does when they go enter into the relationship to build a bayis dem b'Yisrael. Sai for the mitzvah of pruvu, sai for the mitzvah of aina. Both, they do it l'shem shamayim. Then what they are doing is they are transforming something that most of the world unfortunately uses as a mius, and they're using it that it's chaviven alai b'yoser. It's very beloved to me. Kadosh Baruch Hu has sipik nefesh and nachas ruach when there is that physical connection between a husband and a wife. Sai for the mitzvah of pruvu, sai for the mitzvah of aina. Another important lesson, Rashi brings down that it says that together with Bitzalel, there was Ahaliyav from Shevet Dan. Min hayerudim shebeshvatim was one of the lower ones of the shvatim, Dan. And compared it to Bezalel in Melachas HaMishkan, who is from the greatest of the Shvatim, which is basically the Nikashua Lefnei Dal, which means that in Avodas Hashem, there's no difference between a rich and poor. There's no difference. Min HaShemayim, the Eibushter wanted it this way, to take a Bezalel, which was in the highest Shevet of Yehuda, and to take Aliyev, which was from the lowest Shevet of Dan, and to demonstrate that they're equal here, to demonstrate that there is no difference, to demonstrate that when you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and building a Mishkan, it makes no difference. Your Gadol, your Katan, it makes no difference. Everyone could be Zaycha to fulfill this, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a full heart. And everyone that even technically he is small, Aliyah from the lowest, smallest of the Shvatim, he was Zeicha from to be the head of the builders, equal to Bezalel in Avodas Hashem, and it makes no difference. This is basically a tremendous Yisoid in Klal Yisrael, a tremendous Yisoid. We are all different, Einachanami, we are have different levels in many ways. Like it says, you know, different levels, but Kulchem. And Avodas Hashem, you're all the same. And we have to remember this. We have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each person certain capacities to do whatever they need to do to fulfill their mission in life and to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. Some are on technically higher levels, lower levels. So that is, on a practical sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'm giving you these kelim, these capabilities, use it to the fullest. For those who have a bigger keli, they'll use it for bigger. The one that has a smaller will use it for smaller. But the klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is chavav alai b'yoyser. It is equally beloved, the highest and the lowest together. So long as no matter what matzav you are in, no matter what state of the neshama you are, you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a tmimus, with a wholeheartedness. And that is what is truly beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful Shabbos.